The following is a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya and Sons. Thank you for supporting Dowling Catholic basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And good evening. Welcome to the Dowling Catholic High School Gymnasium as we get set for girls basketball tonight. A big week of basketball here in Iowa Catholic Radio. Tonight's Dowling and Southeast Polk. Two top five teams going at it in girls game. Tomorrow night, it's the girl-boy doubleheader. Dowling will be at Roosevelt. We'll be on the air tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And then finally on Friday, it'll be our final broadcast of the 2019 portion of the season. Dowling at Ankeny Friday in a girls and boys contest. Mark Amadale joined by Steve DeVinny here at the Dowling Gym. We just saw an exciting JV game, and Mr. Overtime, Coach Donahue from Dowling Catholic. Unfortunately, for him, the Southeast Polk girls defeated Dowling 58-49 in the sophomore, or the JV game, I should say, Steve. And I want to welcome you to the broadcast. And here we are again. We were here Friday night for the Dowling Valley game, and tonight it's Dowling Southeast Polk, a rematch of last year's 5A semifinal.
Yeah, two really good teams again. What a treat. We have Caitlin Clark's future coach in the house tonight, Lisa Bluter from the University of Iowa, along with her assistant coach, Jan Jensen. And they should be in for a great treat here because Southeast Polk's one of these programs now that's kind of elevated itself to just reloading. I mean, they got second in the state last year, but they're really good again this year, too. So this should be fun.
It certainly should be, and of course, Caitlin will, another year removed, her sophomore year, the young lady for Southeast Polk, Grace Larkins, who's a junior, has verbally committed as a junior to Iowa, so they could see two future teammates were playing as competitors tonight, and Grace Larkins, a 5'10 junior for the Rams against Caitlin and I, so that'd be one of the two matchups of the two leading scorers.
Yeah, Larkin last year as a sophomore did some incredible athletic things on the court. Not as pure of a scorer as Caitlin Clark, as not many are, but man, is she a good athlete. She's really fun to watch.
Well, that Southeast Polk team last year graduated Maggie McGraw, who now starts for Bill Finley in the Iowa State Cyclones. Maggie averaging 20 points, 5.5 rebounds, and led the team with 4 assists. She graduated, but as you mentioned, with Larkins back, she was her leading scorer last year, and she is this year for Southeast Polk. Taking on a Dowling team, it's also both teams 3-0, and both teams ranked in the top five. The Maroons at number 2, and Southeast Polk at number 5. And Thursday, the new rankings will be out. But this is a tremendous matchup. A lot of people here tonight to watch this girls' game. Scouts, other coaches that aren't playing, which is quite a few. There's only 3 CIML teams involved tonight. So
yeah, Monday night games are sort of unusual, aren't they, Mark?
Yes, it
really
is. Yeah, usually Monday games are, but sometimes you just got to slot them in your schedule as you see fit. For Dowling, this will be the first of 4 games this week for the Dowling girls. Tonight with Southeast Polk, tomorrow night at Roosevelt, Friday at Ankeny, and then Saturday the makeup at your father-in-law's house that he built, Jerry Shartner,
what
at Des Moines Lincoln. What a week for Dowling girls.
Now, wait a second. Monday, Tuesday,
Friday,
Saturday.
Yes. And the next week, just Friday.
Well, that's right before the Christmas break.
That's right. But, just one game next week.
That's incredible.
That's quite a...
I mean, that almost never happens. I know one of these is a makeup, but it's rare to have 3 scheduled games, and then you throw in the makeup of that suspended game or the resumption of that suspended game over at Lincoln. Well, hey, listen, for the kids, it's a good week because they don't have to go to practice.
Well, right? One day, maybe Wednesday, a little bit of shoot-around before they're kicked out of the gym before 6 o'clock. And, hey, a belated happy birthday to you, Mr. DeVinny. Little birdie told me that yesterday you celebrated a milestone birthday. Congratulations to you, and best of health to you and your family. But, Steve, thanks for all you do.
Very nice of you to say. But because you and I are the same grade in high school, that means that we're equally as old. It's nothing to brag about at this stage, is it, Mark?
I said milestone. I didn't say it ended in a 0 or 5.
No, it doesn't. No.
That's awesome. So I hope Tracy and the kids all took care of you yesterday and got you all ready for the next year.
We're all very blessed, as you know.
That's right. There is one game tonight in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes, believe it or not, have their second Big Ten team They play a second Big Ten game. They're at home tonight, and they're leading Minnesota 37-29 at halftime. That game televised in the Big Ten Network.
Excellent.
So that's also going on. But, hey, tonight, Dowling and Southeast Polk, I look back at the series of these two teams as going back about 10 years since 2010-2011. Southeast Polk leads the series since that time. 10 wins to 4 losses. Southeast Polk has 10 wins, Dowling with only 4 wins during that time. And Southeast Polk has won 4 of the last 5. The lone Dowling win was last year during the regular season. Actually, a year ago, Dowling beat Southeast Polk 69-65 over at Southeast Polk last December 3rd. Then Southeast Polk knocking out Dowling in the 5A semifinals at the state tournament last year, 72-61. So, yeah, the Rams have kind of held their own and won 4 of the last 5 against Dowling.
Well, I know they've had a great, great run here the last 10 years or so, like you mentioned, but I wouldn't have guessed the scores were quite that lopsided. Mm. But you ran the same numbers the other night for Valley Girls versus Dowling.
Yep.
And saw that it was 10-10.
It was even.
Exactly,
yeah.
Even. Yeah.
And of course, Maroons with a victory there. As folks heard on Iowa Catholic Radio, the Dowling girls defeated Valley 70-25. And before that, the Maroons had wins over number 6 De La Salle out of Minnesota, 69-58, up at the St. Thomas tournament up in Minnesota, Minneapolis, the tip-off Thanksgiving Classic. And they also beat number 12 Holy Angels, 67-57. So this is their first team against Iowa. This is actually their second team tonight against an Iowa team, and that is the Southeast Polk Rams. They're coached by head coach Tracy Daly. What a year she's had. Her daughter starts, a freshman, Brooklyn, and her other son, a sophomore, Jackson, quarterback on the Southeast Polk football team, threw 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on the season, and a left-hander. So
yeah, that's really neat.
Tremendous family.
Yeah, we played against the Coach Daly's son in 8th grade hoops maybe a year and a half ago or so.
Oh, sure.
And she was helping her husband coach. I mean, she was kind of sitting back, and he was doing all the coaching. But athletic family with good bloodlines, and look forward to watching her daughter play tonight.
Absolutely. Her husband, Mike, is a junior high principal at one of the Southeast Polk school, at a junior high school at Southeast Polk, and he's the principal there. So, yeah, I bet she was giving him some tips, kind of reverse roles there.
Yep.
Let's take a look at some games tonight here in the CIML. These are all girls' games only tonight. It's a Monday night. Ankeny is at Des Moines East. That game was scheduled to start at 6:15. And Clear Lake at 8th-ranked Mesa City. That was also a 6:15 start. Here it's Dowling hosting Southeast Polk. Scheduled to start at 7:45, a little later because the JV game went overtime with Southeast Polk defeating Dowling and Coach Tom Donahue 58-49. That's why we're a little behind. And we also had parochial girls being recognized in the parochial grade schools here in the greater Des Moines area. And I was one of the coaches, so I had to go out there. And I know you saw me.
I loved it.
I'm looking. I'm trying to recruit Randy Morrow. I said, I don't know where Steve's at. He's not here. And yeah, you're here.
I was watching you in all your glory with the Holy Trinity kids.
Yeah, we got a good group. Got the number 2 seed going into this weekend.
Excellent.
And, as they start the postseason. But, hey, hats off to all the coaches and the guys with the DCBC program like yourself on the girls and boys side here at Dowling. And, yeah. Steve, you're a big part of the boys side with you know, it must be pretty neat for you to watch some of these kids who are juniors and seniors, as we did the other night in the Dowling Valley game. These are kids that you guys were putting on teams back in 5th, 6th, 7th grade, 8th grade.
Yeah, you know, we only have them for about 4 months out of their entire lives. We don't get to know the kids as well as we'd like to, but you sure root for them and are happy for them when they go on and have success, sometimes not only in basketball but different sports or different activities at Dowling. But
sure.
I think I counted the other night 11 out of the 15 varsity boys we had during that 8th grade year, so it was fun.
That's tremendous.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. Pre-game here, it's Dowling and Southeast Polk tonight here at the Dowling Gym. Crowd arriving. The game will be broadcast on MediaCom. That means it'll be replayed later this week, so you can watch the replay. But for Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadill, our studio producer tonight is David Beltram, and we'll take a break. I'll take our first break here in the pregame show. We'll come back with tonight's starting lineups here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale alongside Steve DeVinny. Dowling and Southeast Polk girls basketball tonight. A little bit of a late start due to the overtime in the JV game. It's going to be a week packed with basketball. We're on tomorrow night at the Roosevelt Gym. You got any memories from there, Steve? I was going to ask you that Friday night. Anything that comes to mind when your Marshalltown teams, when you were in high school, used to play shooting lights out there?
No. I was probably not very good, but we did play there when I was a junior.
Steve, let's talk about your refereeing skills. Were you ever referee games there when you were refereeing?
I don't remember if I did or not, but I do remember playing there.
That's a good shot. We'll be able to get in the gym tomorrow then.
It's outstanding.
Tracy Johnson, the athletic director, visiting with him and getting set up. Looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's a fun place to play.
It is.
It's a real close environment. Fans are right on top of the relatively small gym compared to some of the gyms these days.
Absolutely.
And who's coaching Rosie now? Did you say that Charles stepped down?
Charles stepped down to the boys' side. Adam Daly has taken over the boys' program at Roosevelt. And Megan Schoenwald is the girls' coach, and she's been there several years. My good friend Terry Giuffredi is the assistant coach. I officiate Mr. Giuffredi. He used to be he was a coach there at one time.
Absolutely.
Head coach. Back in the probably late mid-90s, yep. I believe, and he's the assistant. So they got a nice team. The Roosevelt girls are ranked 11th. So matchup again as our trek continues. And I'm telling you right now, Ankeny is this close to being in the top 15. They might be by the time we play them on Friday up there.
There's no time to rest, is there, Mark? Every night you got a really good quality opponent.
Oh, it is. All right, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups here on Iowa Catholic Radio on parochial school night for a lot of the elementary students that were introduced right before Southeast Polk and Dowling varsity took the floor. And we'll start with Southeast Polk, the visiting team on the scoreboard. The head coach is Tracy Daly in her eighth year, 131 wins, 41 losses. And they were state champs back in 2013. And they were runner-up in 2014 and last year to the Valley Tigers, losing 65-60 in the 5A championship game. They'll start at one guard, Jessica Stewart, a 5'9 senior, averaging 13 points, 9.5 rebounds, leads the team with 10 steals, and she'll wear number 14. At one forward, Grace Larkin is their leading scorer, 5'10 junior, averaging 24.5 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. She also has 10 steals to lead the team, and she'll wear number 10. The other forward is Riley Cruzy, 5'10 junior, averaging 10.5 points, 5 rebounds. She'll wear number 40. And the other forward is Brooke Woodyard, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 7.3 rebounds. And at center, the coach's daughter, Brooklyn Daly, a 6-foot freshman, averaging 6.5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. And Brooklyn will wear number 22. So for Roosevelt, or rather for Southeast Polk, it's Stewart, Larkins, along with Daly, Cruzy, and Woodyard. And Tracy Daly is the head coach, and she is assisted by Emily Zalek, Chuck Engel, Joe Van Coten, James Reth, and Lindsay Pothoven. As the Rams come in averaging 68 points on offense, giving up 47 points on defense. They are 3-0 on the season with wins over Indianola, 8th-ranked Ankeny Centennial, and defeated Roosevelt last week 69-48. And now for Dowling Catholic, the head coach is Kristen Meyer in her fourth year here at Dowling. 56 wins, 17 losses. The Maroons come in ranked number 2 with a 3-0 record. And they'll start at one guard, Ella McVeigh. 5'6 junior, averaging 3.5 points, 4 rebounds. She'll wear number 1. The other guard is Caitlin Clark, 5'11 senior. And team leaders in points with 34 points average during the season. 13.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists. And is tied with the lead in three-point makes with 9 with Grace Gaber. 6 steals, 2 blocks. She'll wear number 11. The other guard is Emma Gipple. Gipple, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 5.5 points, 8 rebounds. At one forward, Grace Gaber, 5'11 senior, averaging 10 points, 2 rebounds. She also is the co-leader in three-pointers made with 9, and she'll wear number 31. And at center for Dowling, Nye Tong, Nye, a 6'1 senior, going to the St. Louis University. Matter of fact, her coach is over here.
Oh, good.
Future coach, St. Louis, talking to Coach Tom Wilson, who, by the way, will be our halftime guest tonight.
Oh, my God.
So bring your football questions. This will be our post-game show for football that we didn't get accomplished,
That's
Steve.
That's great.
You're part of that now. So Nye is a 6'1 senior, averaging 5 points, 6.5 rebounds. We're number 45. So for Dowling, it's McVay, Clark, Gipple, Gaber, and Tong. Maroons come in averaging 68.5 points on offense, giving up 46 points on defense. They're coming off a win Friday night. You heard on Iowa Catholic Radio by the score of 70-25 over 12th-ranked Valley. So that's a look at the starting lineups. Steve DeVinny, we're going to take a break here as Danielle Grady continues the introductions. But we've got a great matchup. Two top five teams, Southeast Polk at number five, Dowling at number two, and both 3-0. And we got, they only play once during the regular season. Who knows in the postseason? And this is a matchup you don't want to miss.
No, this will be good.
All right, coming up, we will have our pregame prayer with Father Ryan Andrew from the chaplain here at Dowling. And also, we will have our a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School. Dowling and Southeast Polk, the tip-off coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hello, my name is Father Ryan Andrew, and I'm the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Let us pray for the coaches, players, and trainers tonight for this athletic competition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts. We ask you to bless all those involved in this athletic competition tonight. We ask that you keep them safe and that they all show good sportsmanship. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All holy men and women, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Our national anthem being played before tonight's game. It's Dowling and Southeast Polk girls basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Hamadale, our officials, as they get set to take the floor in this contest. Chris Lynch, Christopher Thomas, and Mike Kelly as our three-person officiating crew. Without them, we couldn't have the game. We appreciate all their help as we see all the Central Iowa officials throughout the season. I want to thank Ashworth Vision along with Construction Professionals and Dental Associates for supporting our broadcast all season long, along with Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Catholic Tuition Organization, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Mercy One. Of course, all the three-point baskets are presented by Tumia & Sons, and you can order online at TumiaAndSons.net, or you can give them a call, 515-282-7966. Breaded ravioli, cheese sticks, spaghetti cavatelli. What'd you order yesterday on your birthday, Steve-O?
Mark, stop.
Oh.
I need to get over there.
Yeah, it's to die for. All right, we're underway. Southeast Polk in their home, or they're visiting, visiting black uniforms, gold numbers and letters. Dowling in their home, white uniforms, maroon numbers and letters. Southeast Polk, little pattern inside, and it couldn't hit the cutter. It's no good. Rebound Dowling on a breakaway now. The maroons down court. Gipple with the left-hand layup. Good. So Dowling out to a 2-0 lead on Gipple's basket after the missed Southeast Polk shot.
Yeah, real good outlet pass there by who else? Caitlin Clark.
She got the rebound and outlet it right to Gipple, and she went down for virtually an uncontested layup. Rams with the basketball. High post with it is Brooke Woodyard, who gets to start tonight. She and J.C. Elliott kind of rotate that fifth spot. And now in the lane, a shot partially blocked and saved, by, going out of bounds by Dowling. It's Nye Tong with the save. Clark in the front court between the legs at the free throw line. Now she gives the handoff down court, layup with the left hand. No good by Grace Gaber. Follow-up shot up and good by Nye Tong.
Big-time offensive rebound right there, Mark.
That's what I'd like to see, everybody playing and shooting. And now a three-pointer by Brooklyn Daly is no good. And a loose ball foul on Dowling as flying through the lane was Grace Larkins. And I think she was pushed by a maroon. They're going to call Dowling for the foul.
I think Caitlin Clark, you know, I was going to talk about that just a second ago.
McVay gets the foul there, Steve.
Oh, McVay. Thank goodness.
So inbound.
Hey, nothing against her, but Caitlin's guarding Larkin.
Yeah,
4-0. That's a tough matchup.
Yeah, 4-0 Dowling. Southley spoke with the ball. Jessica Stewart with it, guarded by McVay. Dowling stays man-to-man with the basketball. And a little nice crossover dribble in the lane. Layup good. Grace Larkins. That'll be Caitlin Clark's teammate at Iowa, but just a junior is Larkins, and she scores. Now down the lane. Layup good by Caitlin Clark.
They're just going to exchange baskets on each other.
6-2, Dowling with the lead. The Maroons with a four-point lead. Southley spoke with the ball. 6:20 remaining first quarter. From the Dowling gym, girls only tonight. The boys will be in action tomorrow night. Long three, up and good. Top of the key by Brooklyn Daly, the coach's daughter, her fourth of the year.
Yeah, they do a really good job running that offense, Southeast Polk. Very, very active. Now they're back in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
They're going to try to, kind of a box and one almost, trying to get Caitlin Clark out of what they're doing.
There's Gipple for three. It's no good. And loose ball and rebounded by Southeast Polk. And now Nye Tong. Tried to steal in the backcourt and commits the foul. So that'll be her first foul. That combination of Nye Tong and off the bench for Dowling, Lexi Bowles in that paint. Combined, they averaged 10 points and 11.5 rebounds between the two, and Nye gets the first foul.
Yeah, there's all kinds of energy early on between these two teams. Very, very intense game so far, Mark.
6-5, Dowling with the lead. 5:40 remaining, first quarter. Southeast Polk with the basketball. Here's Larkins with it. Can't get a shot on the elbow. Now dribbling baseline. That is Daly. Her shot no good, but drew the foul. Brooklyn Daly.
Off to a good start for her. She just knocked down a three a minute ago, and now she turns the corner and drives to the basket. So she's has proven early she can. She's multi-faceted in her game.
Yeah, Gipple commits the foul. That's her first. Three team fouls already on Dowling. None on Southeast Polk. And Daly's free throw is no good. Brooklyn, a 6-foot freshman. You know what? She plays with reckless abandon like you wouldn't even think she's a freshman.
Yeah, no, they run some really, really aggressive stuff offensively. And it's been a little bit of a problem so far for the Maroons.
Second free throw is good. Daly with 4 points. And we're tied at 6. Dowling and Southeast Polk. 5.5 minutes remaining first quarter from the Dowling gym tonight. Here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny, Nye Tong on the right block. Her shot up off the glass, no good. Weak side rebound, and that's Gipple coming in there and tying up Daly.
I'll tell you what, Emma Gipple does so many little things. She wasn't even close to that rebound. She sprinted in there and took it right away, and they called
a jump
ball. A year ago,
that wasn't happening. She was just
really,
you know,
really, it's come on.
Kind of participate in the game. Now she's playing the game,
well,
Miss Gipple.
Yeah, that year of experience means a lot.
Yep, now they got to get the media cameras underneath adjusted. My man Andrew McGuire under there with the ball cap underneath the Clark on the inbounds player shot up. Wow. Good basketball count and a foul on Southeast Polk. It'll be on Jessica Stewart, her first, as Clark muscled her way inside.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do to stop that. If you're an average high school player at 5'7", 5'8", whatever the case might be, and Caitlin gets you on the block, there's no stopping that. I mean, it's not going to happen.
All right, J.C. Elliott, who's a part-time starter, is in the lineup, 5'6 junior for Southeast Polk, as the coach's daughter goes out, and Clark gets the free throw. She has 5 points, Dowling up to a 9-6 lead. Now the dribble handoff, and you mentioned the shuffle of the feet. Officials didn't know who had the ball, I think. Underneath layup is no good, too strong by Stewart, who just checked in. Rebound Dowling. Outlet pass to Clark. She fakes the three and has the ball poked away. Good job by Southeast Polk and Riley Cruzy with the steal.
Yeah, Caitlin's got to be aware. There was 3-on-2, so that means there's a few players for Southeast Polk behind
you. Yeah, three trailing. Long three. Up, good. That's Riley Cruzy gets the steal and now converts it to a three-point basket, tied at 9. 4:40 remaining, first quarter. These two teams will get after it. Clark for three, and that's just inside the volleyball line. It's good, and Caitlin with her to be in Suns three-pointer.
As Frosty Mitchell used to say, it just barely across the equator.
And it's Southeast Polk facing pressure, a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound Dowling. Clark for three again. It's off the back iron, no good. Tipped around, and Tong had it, lost it.
Nye Tong!
And we've got a whistle and a foul on Dowling. They're going to call it on McVay.
That might be her second if it's her.
We'll see. And it is. First, second foul on McVay. And let's see if they get into the lineup for Dowling. Will be number 15. Meg Simplot will check in for the first time.
You got to be careful if you're the Maroons. I mean, I know you want to play aggressive and you want to be, everybody's all fired up, but you don't want to get silly fouls. And that right there was kind of just a scrum.
Yes.
where players were diving into the to the pile.
14 foul on Dowling, one on Southeast Polk. 12-9, Dowling by three. We approach the four-minute mark. First quarter here at the Dowling Gym. Game started late. JV game went over overtime, and now a bad pass that time by Brooklyn Daly, who just returned to the Southeast Polk lineup. Out of bounds to Dowling.
Give some credit there to Meg Simplot. She was up in that passing lane, causing the Southeast Polk player to try to backdoor, and the pass was thrown to where she was before she backdoored.
And Meg was scheduled to come in before that foul. And now the ball tipped the backcourt, stolen away by Daly. Layup with the left hand. Good. Stealing basket by Brooklyn Daly. She's got 6 points, the freshman.
That's a bad play.
And it's 12-11, Dowling by one. The Maroons mishandled that inbounds play right in front of the Southeast Polk bench. Dowling right to left in front of us towards the south basket. Turnaround jumper in the baseline. Good by Caitlin Clark as J.C. Elliott was matched up with her.
Unguardable. For a high school player, it's not even fair. I mean, she is so good offensively.
Clark with 10 points already here in the first quarter. And the ball out of bounds as Southeast Polk works it inside. It's tipped away by Dowling. Steve?
Yeah, Woodyard's coming back in for Southeast Polk. And then you've got Lexi Bowles in for Nye, giving Nye a break with 3:25 left here in the first quarter.
All right. Nye Tong leaves the basketball game with 2 points and a foul. 14-11, Dowling by three. The Rams inbound the ball. They get it to Jessica Stewart. Stewart, Larkins, along with J.C. Elliott, who checked in. Also in there, Brooke Woodyard, as you mentioned, and Riley Cruzy. In the lane is Elliott. Dribble drives, kicks it back out to Stewart for three. It's no good. And ball tipped out of bounds. And it'll be Dowling basketball. Larkins flew in there, and she collided with two Dowling players, and they didn't get anybody for a loose ball foul.
Yeah, as did Coach Daly's daughter, Brooklyn. Yeah. She was all over it, too. And Maroons are lucky to get back down to the other end with the ball here.
You love this pace of basketball.
It's fantastic.
Every possession is like it's their last possession.
And there's really, really good athletes on both teams.
Comes a ball screen for Clark, or three-pointer top the key, no good. Saved from going out of bounds by Simplot. Into the hands of Bowles. Clark for three. Good! She gets a second crack at it, and that's another to me in Suns three-pointer. Clark with 13 points.
Great hustle by Lexi Bowles and Simplot.
Now
to save that ball.
Now we got a kick ball on Dowling on the offensive end for Southeast Polk. It's Dowling 17, Southeast Polk 11. The Maroons have their largest lead right now, 6 over the 5th-ranked Rams. Southeast Polk basketball. Daly will throw it in under her own basket, which is the north basket here at the Dowling gym. Get it to Stewart. She launched a three. Good! How about that? Jessica Stewart with a three.
And I thought, Simplot got her on the hand, and could have been a four-point play, but no call. What a ball game, Mark.
3-point lead for Dowling. Here's Clark with it. Looks to go back door. Can't do it. To Grace Gaber, who made a nice cut. With it is Gipple. Dribbles in the lane.
Yeah.
Euro step. Layup is good with the left hand.
Crossover there.
Crossover. She
Big
changed
time
from
play.
Her right to left.
Big time play.
So Gipple with her 4th point. 19-14. Dowling by 5. Under 2 minutes to play, first quarter from the Dowling gym. Here's a steal by Clark. Poked it away from Woodyard. Clark down the lane, gets in the corner for three. It's up and off the rim. No good by Dowling.
Look at Bowles get after the offensive board.
Chris Gaber.
Called a foul on Lexi there, but what a hustle play.
And the foul is, as you mentioned, on Lexi Bowles, her first. That's team foul number 5 on Dowling.
A little
That's
bit of a
Maroons.
Concern. Yep.
Southeast Polk getting close to that bonus.
Yeah, it's
Julia
too
Moore
early for that.
Julia Moore checking in for Dowling, and sitting down will be Meg Simplot, Also sitting down, number 31, Grace Gaber for Dowling Catholic, as Brianna Rodriguez into the lineup for the Maroons. 5'7 senior. And Southeast Polk with the ball. Here's Larkins with it. Top of the key coming off the ball screen by Cruzy. Leaves it for Woodyard for three in the right wing. It's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And as they went off of Dowling, as Larkins was over there battling Julia Moore.
Good box out by Moore there, but the rebound came out a little bit deep, which allowed Larkin to use her athleticism to go get it.
All right, Southeast Polk inbounds the ball. They get it to Daly. Brooklyn between the circles. Now a backdoor cut to Stewart and deflected over in the hands in the corner to Grace Larkins. Larkins dribbles to the middle. Now the right elbow over Clark. Her shot up off the rim. No good. Rebound Dowling and Bowles.
Nice job by Bowles again on a box out.
I like what Tong and Bowles do in the paint for Dowling.
She's really improved from a year ago, too.
Both true centers. Now pass by Clark is deflected. They get it back to her. Underneath, the shot up and good. Nice pass that time by Emma Gipple, who got the assist to Clark.
And then Clark got it on the block again. Just kind of leaned into Larkins and got the shot. She's so talented.
Caitlin Clark, 15 points now. A near steal by Dowling.
Great defense by Julian Moore there.
Rams have it. They're playing between the elbows. Now they swing it to the left wing. This is Woodyard with it. Guarded by Bowles. Dribbles baseline. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Now Bowles nearly has her tied up, and we got a timeout by Tracy Daly. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here.
Wow.
How about
half-court defense by the Maroons?
How about this first quarter, Steve?
Yeah. Really,
both teams getting it out.
Really.
Getting after it.
Really exciting.
All right, timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. 29 seconds remaining in the quarter. It's Dowling 21, Southeast Polk 14 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny. Our thanks to R&R Realty Group, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. Again, other games going on tonight. I have to get on my Twitter feed. Ankeny is at Des Moines East. These are girls-only games tonight in CIML. Clear Lake at 8th-ranked Mason City. And right here, the late game is Dowling hosting Southeast Polk in a top-five matchup. MediaCom here. Who's who and high school coaches will be here because everybody's off tonight except for East, Dowling, and Mason City.
Who's who of high school coaches, including Tom Donahue, the JV coach for Dowling girls.
They're calling him Overtime Tom.
Yeah,
he went
they are.
Double overtime the other night, got everybody behind in that small gym. And then tonight, he gets us behind with the radio start.
Nope, his team just can't decide whether they want to win or lose.
Well, they lost both. They lost Friday night in double overtime, and the Dowling JV girls losing tonight before us.
I'll tell you, Southeast Polk's really running some good stuff on offense.
Yes,
and you got to give the Maroons all kinds of credit for.
Looks like the old picket fence. Now here's a near steal by Dowling. Hessel play by Julia Moore.
Wow.
That's the old picket fence, I think, Coach Daly's running for Southeast Polk.
From the movie Hoosiers.
Oh, absolutely. Love that stuff. All right. Rams throw it in with his Grace Larkins. Larkins on the right wing. Dowling stays man-to-man, guarded by Caitlin Clark. Now backdoor cut. Stewart with the basket, and her shot up and good off the glass. As she got a nice cut that time by Larkins. So here's a three-pointer no good by Dowling. But Jessica Stewart
at the buzzer,
getting her fifth point. We've come to the end of the first quarter. With the score, Dowling 21 and Southeast Polk 16. Back to the second quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Emmerdale alongside Steve DeVinny. Underway here in the second quarter, Southeast Polk basketball. As the Rams have it, Dowling leading 21-16. Southeast Polk 1-for-2 at the free throw line. And they have one team foul. Dowling one for one at the free throw line. The Maroons committed five team fouls in that first quarter. So, and now a shot by Southeast Polk, no good. Rebound Dowling, and now Clark turnover as she tried to get a backdoor cut to her teammate Julia Moore, and Moore stopped and was stolen away by Southeast Polk, and now a foul.
They got a hand on
Moore.
It. Probably so, shouldn't have thrown it.
So 16 fouls on Dowling.
With
McVay on the bench with two fouls.
Yep.
Moore, Gipple, Tong, and Bowles with one each.
Yeah, so, that's not good.
Well, Southeast Polk lone foul, Jessica Stewart. They're starting senior guard, the only senior on the team, and now the Rams with a shot no good. Out of bounds to Dowling.
Some good backdoor stuff there by the Southeast Polk, but ill-advised.
You try to pass, get it to Daly, and she couldn't handle the pass.
You know, as good as Grace Larkins is, and she's really, really good, she's still much, much better at penetrating and shooting off the dribble as opposed to standing still on jumpers.
All right, you mentioned Southeast Polk early in the first quarter going man zone. Now they're in the 2-3 zone. Gipple with it. She's cut off. Gets to Clark. As Southeast Polk stays 2-3. Clark will shoot the three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound out to Southeast Polk and Grace Larkins. Rams
referee's
in transition.
Letting it go a little bit.
Yep. Corner three. Up. Good. By Brooklyn Daly. That's her second three of the night. She has 9 points to lead Southeast Polk. It is 21-19 Dowling with the lead over Southeast Polk.
I think it's safe to say the girl's good enough to play despite her mom being the coach.
She's good enough to play. Corner three. Up. Good. Died by Dowling. That's Grace Gaber with her first three of the night.
Yeah. Murrow's needed that.
That's a Tumian Sons three-pointer. That's her 10th three of the season.
Southeast Polk was getting a little bit of momentum there for a while.
Larkins with it. Rams running their man offense against Dowling's man-to-man defense. Now a reverse pass by Stewart, and she threw it away.
Both teams are turning things over a little bit.
24-19, Dowling by 5. 6:20 remaining here in the second quarter. Keep in mind, halftime we'll be bringing in the now 7-time defending champion head football coach of Dowling, Tom Wilson. He's won 8 state titles here at Dowling.
Just incredible.
The Maroons have won 10 overall. And keep in mind, for you Dowling historians, layup is good as on the dribble on the right side was Caitlin Clark, as she went right by Grace Larkins for the basket.
I think they called it on Larkins as well, yeah.
That's her first foul, second team foul on Southeast Polk, and for Clark, her 17th point.
You know, Mark, I don't want to sit here and say that you and I have taken Caitlin for granted, because we obviously don't, but we're just barely into the second quarter. She's got 17 of her team's 26 points.
There are certain teams and certain games that she really gets amped for. I should say all of them.
Yeah. But, no, you're right. You're right.
She comes to play, and if you can teach that in the youth, and we have a lot of them watching tonight, hopefully watching how she approached the game and a few others that do it.
Yep.
I like how the Daly kid's playing for Southeast Polk and also the Larkins kid for Southeast Polk.
Yeah, Jessica Stewart played a lot last year on that runner-up team as well.
Yep, runner in the lane, good by Grace Larkins. That's her 4th point. Dowling's held her in check for the most part. Maroons in transition. Corner three by Gipple is no good. Right for the rebound, they say it went off of Nye Tong as she was battling J.C. Elliott of Southeast Polk. So it'll be Southeast Polk basketball. Dowling 21, Dowling 27, Southeast Polk 21. 5.5 minutes remaining, second quarter. Yeah, how these young ladies approach the game is very important.
It's all the AAU stuff and so forth, year-round basketball that some of these kids play. The skill and the athleticism and the strength, all that is so much better than it was 15, 20 years ago.
No question. And I just love the matchup. It's Clark against Larkins, and Larkins wants it every time against Caitlin. Well, Southeast Polk being very patient with their offense. Here's Riley Cruz, who's got that 1 3-pointer early in the game. Dribble handoff to Elliott. Now they just dribble the handoff between the two elbows, and Dowling defense playing pretty well here. Under 5 minutes to play. Dowling by 6. Rams with it. This is Larkins with it. Layup good. She had a nice play that time. Waited for her defender to come in.
Yeah, she loves to go to her right hand.
All right, here's Clark with it. Lob pass inside the Gipple. Emma around the perimeter. Her shot no good. The ball tipped out of bounds by Nye Tong. It'll be Southeast Polk ball. I like the pass by Caitlin Clark to Gipple, but it was deflected, and that kind of took the timing out of the play. Now McVay coming back in with two fouls. So
She hasn't played now for almost one full quarter.
Yep.
She went out about halfway through.
27-23, Dowling by 4. 4.5 minutes remaining, second quarter. Dowling and Southeast Polk, two top five teams here on Iowa Catholic Radio, both undefeated, 3-0 in this very early part of the season. Now backdoor cut underneath Daly, layup good. Great pass by Larkins for that.
Good offense there again. Southeast Polk runs some really, really good stuff. And the Maroons are playing well on defense, but Polk's still getting some good opportunities at the offensive end.
All right, Southeast Polk stays 2-3 zone. Here's Clark with it. And she had the ball, says it's kicked away and it's taken away by Elliott. Elliott underneath, layup good. We're going to see a timeout by Dowling, I think, here pretty quick, and we will. 3:54 remaining, first half, and we're tied at 27. Southeast Polk has overcome that six-point deficit. It's the 30-second break. We'll keep it here, Steve.
Caitlin Clark, while she was probably right, the other girl did kick the ball. She sort of stopped playing to go talk to the official while the other team went down for a layup. You can't have that.
Can't do that. All right, tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by R&R Realty Group, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Mercy One. Reminder, tomorrow night we'll be on the air at 6 o'clock from the Roosevelt Gymnasium, Dowling at Roosevelt. Game one is a girls' game, tipping off about 6:15. The boys' game to follow. We'll have both games tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And finally on Friday, we'll be in Ankeny for the Dowling-Ankeny doubleheader. We'll go on the air Friday night at 6 o'clock here on Iowa Catholic Radio. You're good for the rest of the week, right, Mr. Devaney?
Yeah, I should be. Now, Swamer. Is Swamer back in town?
Swamer's back tomorrow.
So we don't have to rely on KO to get done before, like, triple overtime or whatever he's doing?
Well, Kevin O'Hare was late because of Tom O'Donohue going double overtime with Bert Hansen in the Hall of Fame matchup in JV basketball. Underneath, Dowling with the ball. Gipple shot the left hand, no good. Nai Tong with the rebound to McVay. As Dowling comes out of the timeout with the possession. Here's McVay playing with two fouls, looking for help. Skip pass over to Gipple for three, up good!
That's
Emma
big.
Gipple gives the lead back to Dowling.
That's big.
That's a Tumian Sons three-pointer. Don't forget, TumianSons.net. And they also do catering, 515-282-7976. They're answering the phone tonight. I wonder if we can get delivery to the gym. All right, three-pointer up good. Back comes Southeast Polk. Brooklyn Daly having herself a first half.
Oh, boy.
Three, and that's 14 points for Brooklyn.
She can play a little bit, can't she, Mark?
Came in averaging 6.5. Now back comes Gipple for
three.
Hey, Gip.
Out of way.
Gipple with another Tamian Sons three-pointer, and it's raining threes. It's 33-30, Dowling by three with 2:45 remaining in the half.
Neither team's blinking.
Underneath with the layup, it's no good by Jessica Stewart with the left hand. Took it from the right elbow and couldn't get the shot to fall. Rebound Dowling. Gipple in the corner underneath the Tong. Nye with it.
Nice.
Inside cut. Layup with the left
hand. Nice.
Good. Nye Tong with her fourth point.
A little post footwork there.
How about that?
As taught by Coach Meyer and her staff.
Inside pivot. Now a shot blocked by Gipple as Larkins took it to the basket and a
all
foul
ball.
Called.
All ball by Gip. But the Maroons have to start overplaying Larkins to her right. She hasn't driven to her left once tonight, and we keep letting her go in that direction.
Gipple with her second foul, and that's a 17 foul on Dowling. Two on Southeast Polk, and the first free throw no good by Grace Larkins.
Caitlin Clark left the game probably about a minute or so ago at that timeout. This is the first break she's had tonight, but well-deserved, and she was a little bit frustrated with the officials, and the coach didn't want to see that, I guess.
Yeah, she'll get a different perspective when she gets back in. Second free throw is good by Larkins. Grace with 7 points here in the first half. Leading scorer for Southeast Polk is Brooklyn Daly with 14 points. A young freshman averaging 6.5, and she's doubled that here in the first half.
She's really played well, hasn't she?
Yep. McVay with the basketball. Nearly loses it. Finally does. Throws it away as she tried to save it. Brooklyn Daly with the steal.
Goodness.
Outlet pass to Cruzy. Underneath, they post up the guard, and it's up and good by J.C. Elliott.
Back and forth, Mark.
Elliott with her fourth point. 35-33, Dowling by two.
Back and forth.
Maroons make a little run, and back comes Southeast Polk.
What a game.
And now a dribble handoff, nearly stolen away. Dangerous handoff there by Dowling.
Oh, goodness.
Simplot, and now the Maroons do turn it over.
Turned it over.
Clark set the check in. Larkin's in the front court. Dribble handoff to Elliott in the corner for the Rams. Back to Larkins, guarded by McVay. Over to Daly.
What a ball game, Mark. Wow. This is like a state tournament intensity, isn't
it? Five out, nobody in, and now they work the ball inside to Larkins, and she has it poked away by Dowling's Meg Simplot. McVay underneath.
Play.
They work it underneath, and a foul on Bowles as she got Brooke Woodward.
That's okay. Woodward had a nice shot fake there, and Bowles kind of ran into the back of her. I'll tell you what, the referees are letting them play. There's been several that could have maybe been called a foul, and you have to be a grown-up young lady to play tonight. It's physical.
Free throws coming for Woodyard, and her first free throw is no good. Brooke averages 7 points a contest. Got the start tonight.
Mark, we've got 1:12 left to go in the first half, and all those fouls that the Maroons accumulated in that first quarter appear to not going to hurt the Maroons too bad. It's 8-2 in terms of team fouls.
Second free throw good by Woodyard.
Southeast Polk only has 2 team fouls so far in the half.
Now Bowles has checked out, and so has Gipple.
Bowles is playing hard. Give her some credit, too.
Clark back in the lineup for Dallin. So it's Clark, Tong, along with Gaber, McVeigh playing with 2 fouls, and Rodriguez now in there for Dowling. Minute to play here in the half. 35-34. Nye Tong underneath. Her shot off the glass, no good. Ball slapped out of there by Rodriguez, and a foul on Nye Tong. That'll be
great drive there by Nye. Couldn't get it to go, and then she committed kind of a silly foul on the hustle rebound, but excellent drive. Just couldn't get it to go. Is that her second? Because
yes,
here comes Lexi Bowles back in here.
Bowles and Nye both have 2 fouls each. And they share that center position. Very good aggressiveness by the Maroons. But yep. Free throws coming on the foul. This will be, I believe,
this is Daly. As you'd expect, Mark, the score of this game.
Daly will have a front number 1-on-1. Free throw good. Brooklyn Daly, 15 points. Here in the first half for Southeast Polk. The coach's daughter playing very well.
You know, they list Larkins at 5'10", and they list the coach's daughter at 6 feet tall. I think Larkins might be taller than her.
A little bit. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Dowling. Here's Clark with it in the front court. Caitlin backs in, left elbow. Now crossover in the lane. Draws the foul, hits the deck, and she'll go to the free throw line for 2.
1-on-2. You're not going to stop that. Coach Daly's clapping her hands, encouraging her players, basically to say to them there's not much you can do about that.
Well, Stewart picks up her second foul for Southeast
Just
Polk.
A big-time offensive play down there on the block.
Third team foul on Southeast Polk. Free throws coming for Clark. First one good. Caitlin with 19 points here in the first half. It's only her 4th point of the second quarter. And we have 44 seconds remaining in the half. 36-35, Dowling by 1. Second free throw good by Clark. She's got 20. And we still have 40 seconds remaining in the half.
Heck of a ball game.
37-35, Dowling by 2. Rams with the basketball in the front court. Left or right in front of us. Woodward with it. Leaves it for Elliott. Backdoor cut. And they can't get it to Larkins. Now they get it in the corner. Slapped away. That's Woodward with it.
Bowles with a good hand in the passing lane.
She did. Got her left hand up. Now with it is Larkins. In the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Clark. Dowling with a 3-on-2 fast break. Caitlin leading it. Down the lane she goes. Layup up. Good! Split the defenders. How do you stop that, Steve?
You
22
don't.
Points for Clark.
You don't.
39-35. Dowling by 4. Back comes Larson. Larkins. Her shot blocked by Bowles with the left hand out of bounds. It'll be Southeast Polk basketball.
Is this score correct, 39-35?
That is correct.
Okay. Dowling I thought
by
Dowling
4.
Pulled away a little bit more.
Yeah. Rams have answered everyone.
6.4 seconds, Mark. Southeast Polk's going to play it in.
Here's Larkins with it. 6 seconds remaining in the half. Turns in the baseline. Can't get the shot off. Bowles. Here's Cruzy with it. Won't
good
shoot
help.
It. And that'll
help
end.
Defense.
The half will end and no shot by Southeast Polk.
They couldn't get the shot off.
And Coach Danner and the Dowling coaching staff cheer that defensive proudness right there by the Maroons at the end.
Wow.
So our halftime score, Dowling 39. Southeast Polk 35 alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadell. We'll take a break. Coming up at halftime, as soon as the ball boy gets to his, his duties done, the ball boy meaning Tom Wilson.
Dr. Tom Wilson.
He will be our halftime guest. I hope he has some good questions for him.
Oh, my gosh.
I know Mr. Mainring and Mr. Chido aren't here to
I'm
answer.
I'm going to pepper him with questions.
I hope you do. All right. We'll take a break and come back with Tom Wilson, the Dowling Athletic Director and head football coach, following these messages. Our halftime score, Dowling 39, Southeast Polk 35, on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Hey, welcome back to halftime here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. Halftime score of our girls' contest, it's Dowling 39, Southeast Polk 35 in a battle of two top five teams. And Mr. DeVinny, we're joined by the athletic director and head football coach of Dowling Catholic High School, and that is Tom Wilson. And, Coach, thanks for joining us here at halftime. I don't know what hat you're putting on tonight. Last I looked, you were pushing the game balls out for the young ladies to have at halftime, and we appreciate you doing that. But we appreciate you stopping by and seeing us. We consider this the extended post-game show from several weeks ago, Tom.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. My hat depends on the questions you ask. So.
Well, I can't speak for my cohort over there, Mr. DeVinny, but I'll ask the first question. What a season, what a game it was up at the Unidome. Two West Des Moines teams playing for the first time ever for a 4A title, and Dowling outlasting the Valley Tigers. Coach, that was quite a night, and I'm sure you've got a lot of memories of that one.
Well, I do, and, as I've said, just very proud of our kids. I thought they were tough, they were resilient, they knew they could win the ball game, and we beat a really good football team, and then you factored in that was Valley. I think that magnifies everything, but I really couldn't be more proud of our kids and just sticking with us throughout the course of the year and believing that at the end is the most important, and they proved it.
I think a lot of folks that saw the Dowling Valley basketball game saw some of the football players out there, and I heard some of the Valley people say, that's Michael Keel, that's Matt Stillwell. Well, right. There's a lot better looking athletes out there. You talk about kids that put time in and work as a team. I just mentioned two of them. You got a lot more than that on your team. But when you look at them, it's like, really? That's a credit to you and the program, Coach. It really is.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's a credit to those kids, too. Keo, you really can't measure his heart. And he made play after play. Stillwell, so important to what we do. And, Lynch is also a basketball player and just a tough blue-collar kid and did everything we asked him to do. So I think that's is probably as important as anything else.
Coach, I keep in touch with you throughout all the seasons, and my son was fortunate enough to be around you and your staff for number one. That doesn't seem like that long ago, but you've had six more since. And I should say one of the streak. I mean, you had one with that class of, what was it, 2010?
Yeah.
Up on the,
yeah.
And that class was loaded, boy. But what were your thoughts about how they – seeded this year, regardless of who was on the east side of the state and who was on the west? It's the first time ever that you've met up with a team from Central Iowa in a championship game.
Right. I think it's the right thing to do. I think, I've always been an advocate. I don't try to make up the playoff scenarios and the seedings and things like that. You just want to have the best teams in. And I think district play has proven that can do that. And now with the RPI system, it's worked out very well, and Valley with the one seed, we were the three seed, and number two gets knocked off, and there we are. So it certainly worked out having the best teams available there at the end.
This is with head coach Tom Wilson here at halftime. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. Tom, the seven in a row, coach, and you've gotten eight since you've been here, eight state titles, and the school has won 10. I can tell you the first seven times we played in the state championship game, we were runner-up. And now it's just been every time we're there, now we have 10 titles. A lot of hard work. And for our listeners out there, when does all this begin? Because you have multi-sport athletes, which a lot of college recruiters, whether it's football, basketball, they really want athletes to be multi-dimensional, and you encourage that in the program here. I know it's tough for OC in the basketball program. They get a late start, but you know what? They make up for that later. But when does it all start? When do you start putting next year's team together?
Well, honestly, we haven't put a bow on this one yet just because I'm still meeting with players, and I have individual meetings with all of them, and that takes a while, and you start factoring in the kids that go out for other sports. I had to try to schedule them in when I can, which is obviously fine. So I will meet with the kids here soon just to get things going for January when we get back. We'll start in January 7th full-time, weight room-wise, speed and agility. We divide our kids into in-season athletes and out-of-season athletes, so those kids that are out for a winter sport, they're in season. I'm not going to mess with them, and those kids currently not out for a sport, we'll start seeing them weight room-wise, also speed and agility. Then we kind of just change in the spring and then in the summer again. That's just kind of how things operate.
Coach, some of the listeners might not be as familiar, some of the parents with maybe younger kids and whatnot, but can you comment on one of your former players catching a touchdown in the NFL yesterday for the Oakland Raiders, and then another one of your kids threw a touchdown pass, even though he's a punter, a week ago. Talk about some of those kids that are having success.
Yeah, just real fortunate. So proud of Rico. He was on a championship team a few years back. You know, went to Iowa Western, then Wyoming, and gets a chance in the NFL and gets his first catch and first touchdown yesterday for the Raiders. And I still cheered for him, although he's plays for the Raiders, and I'm a Chief fan. But still very proud of him. And you mentioned Matthew Hawk. He's having a tremendous career, really, I think, 3 years in now, doing a great job and gets a chance to show his athleticism. And he caught an awful lot of balls when he was here as a wide receiver, and he gets a chance to throw one. And what a thrill for him and for us.
And we'll go right down the line now, the postseason for college football going on. And how about Northern Iowa? A young man named Bronte Wells, who we call his number on the basketball court, but he played football for you for quite a while. And they're in the semifinals now in Division III.
Right, the old soul, Bronte Wells. He's such a great kid and mature beyond his years. He was that way here. He's continued to do that at UNI, playing very well. He had a pick six here a couple of weeks ago. Looked pretty athletic doing it. I hope he's not listening. But I thought he looked great. So very happy for him. Hummel, we'll get a chance to see him in the Iowa State bowl game. Jack Kerner starting for the Hawks. John Wagner, we'll see some playing time in that ball game. So it's great watching the kids as they leave here and still progress within their careers.
Iowa State has a holder named Clark. You remember that name?
Yeah.
Remember that name?
I
played quarterback for you.
I've never been so nervous for holds now.
Well, what about that one for the game winner a couple weeks ago?
Yep, I watch it a lot more closely than what I used to, and I don't know what I'm nervous about. Blake is such a great kid.
He is.
And if anybody's going to take pride in a job like that, it'll be Blake Clark.
Now, he couldn't even crack the top two as a holder here, but yet he's at Iowa State holding. What's that say about the program?
Well, that's because he had 29 touchdown passes and one pick.
He finally got some coaching in college.
Visit with Tom Wilson here at halftime. It's kind of our extended postgame show from the football game, and I know we got about a minute before you got to do the ball duty. But, Tom, it's been quite a run. It's been great working with you once again. And all the best to the Dowling program, because these kids are now all on their second or third sports, which you want to see. That's what good programs want. And thanks for all you do and the time that you put in. I hope you take your wife out, Christy, out on date night a few more times.
Well, I appreciate that. She's come to expect it.
Good.
And has been underwhelmed. But it's, we'll try to do that. Hopefully we get a break here over Christmas break and get away a little bit. But I appreciate all you guys' coverage, support. We're very fortunate to have you with us every step of the way.
All right, Tom. Thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Tom Wilson, the athletic director and head football coach, kind of rehashing some of the football postseason, as we appreciate everything he does and all he does here at Dowling Catholic High School. We're going to take a break, come back. We have the first half scoring by both teams. Dowling girls leading Southeast Polk 39-35. Number two leading number five, well, at least at halftime. We'll come back for the second half in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, underway here in the second quarter, just about ready to get underway. Let's take a look at the leading scores at halftime. For Dowling, Caitlin Clark leads away with 22 points. She's followed by Emma Gipple with 7 points. Grace Gaber with 6 points and 4 points for Nye Tung. Dowling was 4 for 4 at the free throw line. The Maroons work a little play underneath. The shot is up and good by Nye Tung, who now has 6 points in the contest. A nice little play there, Steve DeVinny.
Yeah, Coach Meyer continues to develop her players. All these kids are playing so much better than they did a year ago.
All right, Southeast Polk with the basketball. They work underneath, and a shot from the left block, no good, but a foul called on Dowling. And the Maroons got themselves a little bit of foul trouble in that first half. Gipple picks up her third, so she becomes the first Dowling player with 3 fouls. Ella McVeigh, Nye Tong, and Lexi Bowles with 2 fouls each. For Southeast Polk, Jessica Stewart with 2 fouls. And at the free throw line is Brooke Woodyard, and she misses the first free throw. The Rams went 4 of 8 at the free throw line in the first half.
Yeah.
Leading scorer is Brooklyn Daly, the freshman, and the coach's daughter with 15 points. Second free throw good by Woodyard. 7 points for Grace Larkins, 5 points for Jessica Stewart, and 4 points for J.C. Elliott. Riley Cruzy with 3 points. There's Clark just inside the three-point line. Good. A two-point basket for Caitlin Clark, who now has 24 points to lead Dowling.
She was really, really closely guarded there by Larkins, too.
And now back comes Southeast Polk. A shot no good, but an offensive rebound by the Rams to keep it alive. Here's Stewart for three. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Rams. Woodyard gets it, keeps it alive. Gets to Larkins in the lane. A shot knocked out of bounds by Clark.
You know, those second chance points are very, very painful. Maroons have given up 2 offensive rebounds to Southeast Polk in this sequence.
43-36, Dowling by 7. They work underneath. A shot no good. A point-blank shot missed by Larkins.
Rebound. Unguarded on the inbounds play.
Yeah, that's probably what surprised her.
Unguarded. Nobody even knew where she was.
Dowling gets a break there. Maroons by 7. It equals, that is their largest lead. And a three-pointer up, no good by Dowling. Rolls off the rim. Rebound, Southeast Polk. Stewart with the rebound. She dribbles in the front court.
Referees let it go, but Gipple almost picked up her 4th. That was not a smart play.
Thought it was close.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Rams run their man offense. With it is Daly in the lane. Pull-up jumper, right elbow, no good. Rebound, Nye Tong.
She's cooled off a little bit early in the third quarter, which has helped.
Here's Clark for 3 in transition. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Daly.
That was deep.
Rams in the front court. They get it to Grace Larkins. Dribbles against Clark and drew the foul. That'll be foul number 1 on Caitlin.
One of the few times that Larkins has driven to the hoop using her left hand. She was almost exclusively right-handed there in the first half.
And the two future teammates, the University of Iowa, one will be shooting the free throw, the other committed the foul. Larkins.
And that's only the first foul, looks like, on Caitlin.
Correct.
Which
and
is good. Yeah.
First free throw good by Grace Larkins, who has 8 points. Grace, a 5'10 junior, leading scorer last year in that Southeast Polk run that got all the way to the state championship game. Leading scorer on that team, or the second leading scorer on the team, was Maggie McGraw, who starts for Bill Finley in the Iowa State women. Second free throw good. She has 9 points, does Grace Larkins, and it's a 6-point Dowling lead. Underneath Clark, layup good. Boy, just quick getting the ball down court.
Well, and she dribbles up in traffic, and girls are standing there, you know, playing pretty good defense, and they just can't stop her. She's so good.
Caitlin
in
is
around
so
the hoop,
quick.
So crafty.
Now, free throw line, a shot no good by Southeast Polk. That's Larkins with the miss. Rebound Dowling. Here's Clark, 45-38, Dowling by 7. Dribble handoff goes to Gaber in the lane with the right hand. Shot no good. Tip by Nye Tong, no
nice
good.
Play.
And it goes off the hands of Gaber. A good hustle that time by the Maroons.
Kept it alive, Nye Tong. Great
she
hustle.
Is scrappy.
Yeah, she's playing well. All the girls are playing well.
Bowles is set to check in the next dead ball.
Oh, my goodness.
And
the ball was already put in play, and the horn went.
So Bowles will check in for Nye Tong.
Accidentally.
And Emma Gipple playing with 3 fouls still on the floor. So
yeah,
be mindful of that.
That's a tough one. I mean, I know that Coach Meyer feels like they need to have her out there to be successful. But that's taking a little bit of a risk.
All right, Cruzy with the ball, and it's nearly stolen away by Gipple. Gets it over in the corner to Daly on the right side. Brooklyn looks inside, can't find anybody. Now a skip pass from Larkins over to Woodyard. Now they leave it for Woodyard for three, and it's up and good. That's her first three of the year.
Yeah, Maroons were not playing great help defense there. Coach kept screaming, get in the lane on the weak side, and they gave up the open three.
5 points for Woodyard, 6 foot sophomore. We got the start tonight. It's 45-41, Dowling by four. Clark for three, and they're going to wipe it off. And we got a timeout called by Dowling.
Coach is not happy.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it here with Dowling leading 45-41 here in the third quarter over Southeast Polk. Just under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. And, of course, all our three-point baskets sponsored by Toomey and Sons on Des Moines South Side, 1501 Southeast 1st Street, 515-282-7976. I've got to give a shout-out to Mario. He had his birthday yesterday or today. You two have birthdays around the same time. And there's Mr. Overtime, the Mr. Overtime, Tom Donahue. He dares to walk in front of us.
Oh, he's incredible. He knows that everybody loves him over here.
Well,
most people love him over here.
What's that thing about dentists recommend this certain toothpaste, 4 out of 5? Tom probably has that going for him.
Oh, goodness.
All right, out of the timeout. Dowling with the turnover. Clark's pass tipped away and stolen away now by Southeast Polk. The Rams in the front court. Long three up, no good, missing everything, is Jessica Stewart. Weak side rebound, Southeast Polk in the lane. Larkins, and she draws the foul.
That'll be on
two
Lexi.
Shots. It'll be on Bowles. Yep,
yeah.
her third.
So here comes Nai Tong back to the bench to check in between those two free throw
and
shots.
And Larkins to the free throw line. Grace Larkins, 5'10", junior. And it's 45-41, 42 rather, as a free throw is good by Larkins. She now has 10 points. First time she's gotten in double figures tonight. Free throws. Julia Moore now in for Dowling. Second free throw good. 11 points now for Larkins.
It's just a boxing match, Mark.
It is.
Nobody's going to go away. It's going to go down to the wire. Be very surprised if it gets one-sided.
Dowling's had a 7-point lead. The Rams have tied it, and that's been about it. Underneath Nai Tong in the lane. Turnaround jumper short.
Got a good look at it. Just came up a little short.
Stewart with the rebound. Southeast Polk in transition. They leave it for Elliott, and she won't shoot the three, top of the key. Ball's to the left side now beyond the three-point arc. This is Cruzy with it. Top of the key to Larkins. Guarded by Clark. Shoots the three. Up, and it's short. Weak side rebound. Coming away with it is Woodyard. And she's going to be whistled for the travel.
Yeah. Maroons on the help side defense did not get the Southeast Polk players boxed out. Another offensive board for the Polk ball club.
45-43, Dowling by two. 4 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. Third quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Rams have four timeouts remaining. Dowling with three. It's going to be a matter of who can save them for the end. The final minute where you can draw up all the set plays.
Heck of a ball game. The pace has slowed a little bit. Not as many points being scored here in the third
There's
quarter.
Clark coming off a Nai Tong three. Three-pointer no good. Foul on Daly. And Caitlin Clark to the free throw line for three.
And I couldn't tell if she sold that a little bit or if she actually got bumped into. No argument from the Southeast Polk bench.
There was contact.
Okay.
But I don't think enough to knock Caitlin over.
Yeah.
But she goes for three free throws. First one up, good.
I don't want to jinx Caitlin, but she's had a good year so far shooting free throws.
The announcer's jinx.
Hey, you never know. That was not my intention, Mark.
First free throw good. Second one also good. I'll let you know here in a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
47-43 Dowling, substitution for the Maroons.
She's going for the hat trick here.
Gipple checks out with three fouls. Checking in is Brianna Rodriguez, and it's no good.
Apologize for that, Caitlin.
Yeah, 29 points for Clark. Rebound Southeast Polk. Dowling 47, Rams 43. They work underneath to Daly. Her shot up and good as Julia Moore couldn't rotate down. Daly with 17 points. That's her first basket of the second half. Here's Gaber for three. Catch and shoot. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Tong with it. Nye down the lane and charging foul on Nye. And that gets Coach Meyer upset
a little
bit.
She's really upset, and she never gets upset.
So the foul's on Nai Tong, her third. Well, wipe out the basket. Had a good job in defense that time by Southeast Polk. They sold that. She really did. 47-45, Dowling. Rams with it. Larkins will dribble in the front court. 3.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. With the basketball, Stewart. Back to Larkins. Top of the key. Drives against Clark. Now leaves it for Daly. Daly the pass on the right side. That's Brooklyn Daly. Over to Larkins. To Cruzy. Underneath the Larkins. Layup with the left hand. No good. Around Clark. Rebound Dowling. Moore comes away with it. The freshman. And a timeout Dowling in the backcourt. Yep. Moore was double team, actually triple team, Steve. And yep. This will be the first.
Good use of a timeout there by Coach Meyer.
We'll take a 1 minute break with 3:04 remaining in the third quarter. It's Dowling 47, Southeast Polk 45, and girls high school basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tumi & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumi & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumi & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumi's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumi & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiAndSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas. From Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. 47-45, Dowling by two over Southeast Polk in this top five girls matchup. 3 minutes remaining, third quarter. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. Dowling with the basketball. They called the timeout. They have two remaining. Southeast Polk has four. Final from Iowa City. The Iowa Hawkeyes defeated Minnesota by the score of
72-52.
72-52.
Yeah.
Hawkeyes now 7-3 in the season. 20-point win for Iowa.
A little
bit
more one-sided than I would have guessed for sure.
All right, Dowling with a shot no good out of the timeout. Rebound Southeast Polk. Now the Rams running their dribble weave.
They sure are.
Here's Daly with it. Dribble handoff goes to Cruzy. And now a whistle and a reach-in foul on Dowling. This will be on Gaber, her second.
Same story as the first half, Mark. This will be the fifth team foul on the Maroons with 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Southeast Polk only has one.
Gaber, that's her first foul. Returning to the Dowling lineup, Meg Simplot, and she'll replace Gaber.
I think the Maroons, you can say, right? Gipple has three, and the big girls each have three, I believe.
Yep, the posts, Nai Tong and Lexi Bowles, three fouls each.
Yeah, that could play a factor as we get down the stretch here.
15 foul on Dowling, one on Southeast Polk. Larkins in the lane, pull-up jumper good, right off the glass. She banked it in. Tough shot that time. Larkins got it to fall. She's got 13 points.
Very tough shot in traffic.
All right, Dowling with the basketball. Here's Clark with it inside to Rodriguez. Goes to traffic, layup up and no good, draws
nice
the
play.
Foul. Nice job by Brianna Rodriguez, a reserve for Dowling. That's
what you need, Mark. You need players that are reserves who aren't frontline players to come in and make plays, and that's what she did right there on an aggressive drive to the hoop.
That'll be the third foul on Jessica Stewart for Southeast Football. I got her for three. They have her for two on the board.
Okay.
And now the free throw.
Maroons are going to stay with a short lineup. Gipple comes back in the game with her third fouls. Neither Bowles or Nai Tong are in the lineup as we speak.
And the free throw, no good. 48-47, Dowling by one. Rams have it. This is Daly with it. Out front it goes to Cruzy. They rotate it to Larkins. They just do a little dribble handoff. Now Larkins will launch a three right wing. Good. Can't leave her alone. Grace Larkins now with 16 points. That's her first three of the night.
Yeah, big-time player.
And now Clark for three off the back iron, no good. Ball slapped around, a loose ball foul on Dowling.
Another silly one, Mark.
Now
that's the sixth.
They'll get Simplot for her first.
Momentum has turned a little bit. Caitlin Clark, quick shot at that time, which you can't really be critical of her. I mean, she can make those night after night, but we didn't run much there. We just came down and fired.
Rodriguez went 1-for-2 at the free throw line at that last. It's 50-48. Southeast Polk takes its first lead by 2. Rams with it. They run their dribble. They run the dribble weave. Top of the key, Daly. Daly down the lane. That's a charging foul on her.
Nice play by the freshman, Julian Moore. Big time.
Taking the charge. One freshman to another freshman. Daly to Moore, and Moore for Dowling draws the charge.
Aggressive play by Daly. There's nothing wrong with that. Whatever.
Daly with her second foul.
But very, very nice play by the freshman. The rookie, Julian Moore.
Yeah, she's one of those first guards off the bench. Her and Rodriguez, along with Simplot. And then Bowles, the first post off the bench. Clark with it in the front court. Dowling trailing by 2. Minute 8. Underneath, backdoor cut, layup. Too strong, no good. And rebounded by Dowling. Put back, no good by Meg Simplot. Nye Tong slaps it around. And now here's Larkins with it for Southeast Polk. She comes away with it. Long 3 up and good by J.C. Elliott. That's her 7th point, and it's all Southeast Polk right now. 53-48 Rams by 5. 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Dowling with the ball. Clark for 3 off the back iron. No good. Rebound Larkins. Bodies hit the floor. Larkins in the front court, and she draws a foul, and that'll be foul number 4 on Emma Gipple.
Silly, silly, silly. Trying to get back. Momentum has certainly swung, but if you're Gip and you have 3, you can't do that. I mean, kind of just ran into the back of her.
16 fouls.
Transition.
Check that. 17 fouls on Dowling. That'll send Grace Larkins to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Right now.
She has 16 points tonight.
Right now, the momentum has swung. And this is where you'd like to get some leadership from your best players. And Caitlin Clark appears to be a little bit frustrated.
Well, Coach Daly's getting some of her starters out to give them a break here in the final 30 seconds. Free throw good by Larkins. She now has 17 points. Grace Larkins for Southeast Polk. As number 44, Cadence Williams, 5'6 junior, checking in for the Rams. Second free throw good. 18 points now for Larkins.
3 or 4 minutes ago, the Maroons led by 7. Now they're trailing by 7.
That's
a game of swings,
yes,
Mark.
Yes, it certainly is. 14-point run here for the Rams. Clark coming off a ball string. Gets in the corner for Gaber for 3. Good. Big basket for Dowling. That's the Tumian Sun three-pointer. 9 points for Gaber.
Needed that one. Dribble kick.
On the right wing. Here's Larkins with it. Guarded by Clark. Nearly stolen away by Simplot. Underneath they work it. Larkin's shot no good. Rebound on the baseline. That's Mitchell. And they're not going to wave the last shot of the quarter off. It's no good anyway. And we've come to the end of the third quarter with the score. Southeast Polk 55, Dowling 51. Along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale, back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny, our studio producer tonight's David Beltram. Appreciate David sitting on the switches here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Fourth quarter of this top five girls matchup in a non-conference game. And it's number 5, Southeast Polk leading Dowling, who's ranked number 2, 55-51. Southeast Polk now with a turnover to start the fourth quarter. Clark in the lane, layup is, or a shot just in front of the free throw line is good, Steve. And Caitlin
Incredible.
Clark, 31 points now.
Incredible. Turnover, costly turnover by the Yep. Southeast Polk Rams led to a run out there for the Maroons.
Southeast Polk outscored Dowling 20-12 in that fourth quarter. Maroons were 3 of 5 at the free throw line in that third quarter, excuse me. They're 7 of 9 for the game. Corner three up good. That's Riley Cruzy, who's been relatively quiet, her second three of the night.
And yeah, one thing that points. I'm impressed with both ball clubs is that no team's backing down. I mean, it's just big play after big play, and nobody's afraid to take the next shot, which is really impressive.
Whistle and a foul on Grace Larkin. She was fouled Caitlin Clark. Larkin's second foul. 14th foul on Southeast Polk, 7 on Dowling. The Rams went 7 out of 8 in that third quarter. Three-pointer up good. That's Clark again. Caitlin launching a three and hitting it. 34 points.
Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluters over there kind of shaking her head like, wow.
Well, she's going to get Clark and Larkins here with the shot in the lane. Rolls off no good. Rebound Naitong.
Oh.
And she couldn't save it. Kind of threw it away. Underneath it goes to Woodard. Her shot no good. Fight for the rebound. A shot up and good. The basket will count and a foul on Dowling. This might be on Clark.
No, I think it was Nye, which would be her fourth.
Right.
Here comes Lexi Bowl. Bowles is coming back in now.
Tong picks up foul number 4. You're right,
yeah.
Steve.
The first attempt was a bunny that went in and out, got her own rebound, and then Nye did, she did come down on the shooter. That was a good call, and unfortunately for the Maroons.
7 points now for Woodard, and a free throw no good. And rebound, and we've got a jump ball called.
Looks like the Maroons will get it back, Mark.
Yeah, they will. Possession arrow favors Dowling.
It was a Maroons didn't get the Southeast Polk player boxed out, and now we have a Polk player down. Cruzy, I think it is, holding her arm.
Yeah, she's holding her left arm. She must have
down. They beckoned Coach Daly out, so she'll have to leave the game at least temporarily. Coach Daly thought there should have been a foul as opposed to a jump ball.
All right, 6-18 remaining, fourth quarter, 60-56, Southeast Polk by 4. I think we're going to have a full timeout coming out of this, or they're going to resume action.
Nope, looks like they're going to play it.
All right, Rams, not going with pressure here.
What a ball game.
Dowling in the front court. Clark just inside the three-point line, missed everything. Ball safe and going out of bounds. Bowles have it. Great hustle that time by Simplot.
Great hustle.
Gets it to Bowles, and now a steal by Southeast Polk. Bowles' pass stolen by Stewart. Down the lane, and a whistle and a foul on Larkins. So Larkins will go to the free throw line. The foul's on Dowling. This will be on Gaber, her second.
That'll be the ninth team foul on the Maroons. So Polk has the advantage from the free throw line. From here on out, it'll be a double bonus for them.
Yep, 10th team foul on Dowling, or will be the 10th team foul. Next one, free throw good. And Larkins now with 19 points. Second free throw coming. 61-56 Southeast Polk. Free throw good. 20 points for Larkins. She's going to University of Iowa. Or verbally committed as a junior. And she'll join her future teammate, Caitlin Clark, tonight, their opponents. Now Gaber in the lane, left-handed shot, good. Grace Gaber went right around Stewart.
It's a big-time play. Dribble, reverse, spin. Cut the deficit to 4. You see her as more of a standalone jump shooter. That was a big-time move.
Gaber with 11 points. Second leading scorer for Dowling, and now Larkin's underneath. Her shot no good, and a whistle and a foul. They're going to reach in foul on Julia Moore.
Yeah, Julia's got to slide over and seal that gap. They allowed Larkins to get to the rim.
They called on Caitlin Clark, not Moore.
Yeah. If Julia slides over, maybe they get her to force it to kick out to a shooter.
And the free throw good by Larkins.
Larkins is a slasher. She's made a couple outside shots, but she definitely prefers to drive the basket.
Ella McVeigh into the Dowling lineup. She'll replace Moore. Ella, who's played with two fouls since the first half, since the first quarter.
Okay, that's right. She got two early ones.
So she has some fouls to give. Dowling in foul trouble. Tong with 4 fouls. Gipple with 4. And a free throw no good. Nobody boxed out. Underneath layup good. Southeast Polk. Stewart with the basket. She's got 7. And the Rams lead by 7. Timeout on the floor. This will be a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves.
Second chance points, Mark. No box out by the Maroons.
5:23 remaining, fourth quarter. Southeast Polk leads Dowling 65-58. You're listening to girls high school basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And back here at the Dowling Gym, Southeast Polk with a lead, 65-58 out of the timeout. Dowling with the ball. Here's Bowles with it. It's Bowles, Clark, McVay, along with Simplot and Gaber underneath. Clark with the shot, no good. Ball hit out of bounds. They say it went off of Southeast Polk's Brooke Woodyard. It'll be out of bounds to Dowling underneath their own basket. Steve, the Maroons have some work. But they've been in foul trouble in the first half. It's carried over here. 10 team fouls on Dowling here in the second half. 4 on Polk.
Plenty of time here, Mark, but the Maroons could sure use a basket.
And Clark with the pass, tried to get a pass over in the corner to Simplot, and it hits the backboard out of bounds. Turnover against Dowling.
Yeah, she had somebody open on the other side of the hoop, but didn't have a very good passing angle. She was real close to the baseline.
Yeah, on the corner baseline, and the backboard got in the way of the pass. So Southeast Polk with the ball, leading by 7. Rams with it. Here's Larkins.
Need
in
a
the
stop
lane,
here.
Stolen away by Clark.
Boy, big-time defense.
And
good
Caitlin
hands.
Now will lead the charge. 4-on-2. Clark behind the back with the left hand. Left good. Went around 3 players. Boy, could she make things happen.
Like Jerry West, she prefers to shoot right-handed from the left-hand side of the hoop.
36 points for Caitlin Clark, 65-60 Dowling.
Down Clark, 5, need to stop.
And it's just a lot of time left, 4.5 minutes. Dowling with 2 timeouts remaining, 3 remaining for Southeast Polk, and now whistling a foul on Bowles. That'll be her 4.
Well, or did they call that? Yeah, they called it on Bowles. I thought maybe it was going to be on McVay.
So at the free throw line will be Southeast Polk. That'll be Jessica Stewart to the line. She has 7 points tonight.
Southeast Polk is super aggressive with the ball. And
like the offense.
Yep.
It's all that dribble weave.
And then once in a while, they'll spring a backdoor cut in there. It's difficult to defend. Or you'll have somebody come from the weak side. It's well designed, and they've executed it well tonight, too.
Rams are 4 out of 7 at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. They were 7 out of 8 in the third quarter. Talk about making time up. They made up a 7-point deficit, took a 7-point lead. And did a lot of that at the free throw line. Now, discussion at the scorer's table. Just make sure they got everybody checked in, I think, Steve.
Well, I think they might be talking about jump ball. Who gets the next jump ball?
Yeah, oh, possession arrow.
Yep.
Now they got that fixed. It'll be Rams possession.
Yep.
Now one more free throw coming for Jessica Stewart. So the referees kind of iced the Southeast Polk
player. Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. Free throw up and good. Didn't do it. Stewart hits it.
Deficit is 8 for the Maroons. Oh, no, they call it 9? Is that right?
69-60.
Okay.
It was 7. It should be both free throws. 9 points for Bulls underneath Naitong. Her shot no good. Stewart now with 9 points, I meant to say, and now a whistle and a foul on Southeast Polk.
It'll be nice here to stop the clock and see if the Maroons can convert.
Yep, Elliott picks up the foul and Tong to the free throw line. Nye, a 50% free throw shooter on the season. First one up and off the back iron. It rolls off.
Got to knock these down here, obviously.
67-60. So they did
take
the 9.
Oh, yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
That's right. You used to keep score.
Seemed like it was too big of a deficit. Come on, Nye. Get this in.
Second free throw off the back iron. Rolls through. Gets the Steve Devine roll.
Well, it could have been that St. Anthony's gym roll that you used to get.
Yeah. Those are
they had
gone.
Those flat... That real low ceiling, didn't they, over there?
We only had an 8-foot ceiling. Underneath, Southeast Polk gets it. Shot no good by Elliott.
Offensive rebound.
And the Rams come away with it. Now here is Larkins again, and she goes right around the defender, and her shot's good. 23 points for Larkins. Back comes Dowling. Three-pointer by Gaber, no good. Rebound out to Larkins.
One and done there for the Maroons.
69-61, Southeast Polk.
Southeast Polk probably, if you're them, should put it in the deep freeze a little bit now with the 8-point lead, 3:37 to go.
Now you can run the same offense doing that deep freeze for the most part.
You sure can.
Take nothing but layups or get fouled.
Got to have some help defense there.
3:30 remaining. Stewart for three. It's good from the top of the key. Her second three of the night. Jessica Stewart with 11 points. Timeout, Dowling. Rams now lead by 11. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a one-minute break and come back. It's Southeast Polk 72, Dowling 61 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Southeast Polk with a 72-61 lead, their largest lead of the night for the Rams over Dowling. And now the timeout, a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound Dowling. Good job by Emma Gipple, who's playing with four fouls back in the lineup. And now a whistle to foul on Larkins as she reached in on Clark. Southeast Polk fans didn't like that, but Clark will throw the ball in. That'll be team foul, or that'll be third foul on Larkins, excuse me. Team foul number six on the Rams.
Once in a while, when you're the best player on the floor and in the state, you get those calls.
72-61 is our score. Now a ball loose on the floor, slapped away by the Rams, picked off by Clark. Caitlin underneath to Rodriguez, layup good. Brianna Rodriguez with her third point. And it's 72-63, Southeast Polk by 9. 2 minutes, 50 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. Lark is in the lane, running jumper in and out, no good. Rebound Gaber and Dowling.
Boy, if Southeast Polk's going to go ahead and continue to shoot, that gives the Maroons a chance.
Yeah, they took the first open shot, and you know, you want an automatic layup. Clark, beyond the three-point line, gets underneath to Gipple, and Gipple gets it right back to her layup. Good by Caitlin Clark.
Nice give and go.
38 points for Clark.
Deficit is 7.
Now whistle.
Timeout, Southeast Polk.
And a timeout. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. 2:22 remaining. Fourth quarter, and it's Southeast Polk 72, Dowling 65, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling down to their last timeout of the night. Southeast Polk has two left. 2 minutes, 20 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. Dowling trailing 72-65 to Southeast Polk. Rams with it. Across the timeline, Larkins. Dribble handoff to Daly. Backdoor cut.
Nearly
stolen away by McVay. And into the hands of Woodyard,
goodness.
And it goes out of bounds to Dowling.
Polk is still looking to score. Yes. They're being very aggressive.
They're basically running that same dribble weave offense, but they're getting caught in corners,
Steve. They're looking to score. If they just pull it out, maybe they can make the Maroons foul.
All right, Dowling going offense, defense. Rodriguez and Moore come out.
Down seven.
Gaber, Gipple back in with Nye Tong, Caitlin Clark, and McVeigh. Clark on the right elbow. Leaves it for Gaber. 2 minutes remaining. Grace with it. Gives to Gipple. Gipple down the lane. Her shot off the glass. Good. She went right around Cruzy for the basket.
Deficit's five, Mark.
That's
Deficit's
her first
five.
Basket of the night. Gipple, or the second half. Yeah. Gipple with 9 points now.
Yeah.
72-67. Now here's Larkins with it for Southeast Polk. Running their same offense, Steve. Boy. Pass and cut.
Oh, my goodness.
Underneath, a shot off the glass. No good, but rebounded by the Rams.
They're
Elliott couldn't hit it.
To score. They're still taking shots. It's Dowling Maroons' only hope if they keep shooting.
Yes, Cruzy with it. Now backdoor cut underneath. The layup is good. They got it to Larkins as she broke away. Larkins with 25.
Caitlin Clark came to help, and Larkins made her pay.
74-67 Rams. Dowling in the front court. Here's Gaber with it.
Need one.
Underneath, left-handed scoop shot, no good.
Nye
Rebounded
Tong.
By Nye Tong, and she lost it out of bounds. It'll be Southeast Polk basketball. Great effort there by Tong.
Down seven. Maybe some full court pressure now for the Maroons.
Offense, defense as Moore and Rodriguez check in. Tong will check out, and so will Gipple.
Just a minute four to go, Mark. The Maroons are going to have to get a steal out of this full court pressure. A
lot of time left, Steve. We saw how that works. All right. Here's Cruzy dribbling in the backcourt against Rodriguez to get it to Larkins. Guarded by Clark. Larkins in the lane. Kicks it over in the corner.
Oh.
And now Dowling wanted a foul. Now they finally do. Daly gets fouled.
I
That'll
think
be on Gaber.
Coach Meyer wanted Brianna Rodriguez to foul Cruzy.
Yep.
She didn't get that done.
Gaber with her third. Again, Southeast Polk in the double bonus as Dowling is over the 10-foul limit. 16 fouls in the Rams. Timeouts remaining. Dowling with one. Southeast Polk with two. At the free throw line, it's no good. By Daly. Brooklyn Daly, 6 foot freshman.
Had a heck of a first half, didn't she?
She had 15 of her 17 points in the first half. Second free throw goes through.
Eight point deficit now with 49 seconds to go for the Maroons. Got to get a quick one here.
18 points for Daly. That's her career high. And three-pointer by Clark, no good. Ball tipped out and controlled by Daly. And a whistle and a blocking foul on Clark. So Caitlin Clark tried to draw the charge on Daly, and that'll be foul number three on Caitlin, and free throws coming for the freshman, Brooklyn Daly, who's had quite a night.
Caitlin disagreed with that call, but she's not wearing a striped shirt, so she doesn't get a vote.
75-67, Southeast Polk by 8, 40 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. At the free throw line for Southeast Polk, Brooklyn Daly. First free throw, no good. Second one on its way. Want to thank tonight's our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. Tomorrow night we'll be at Roosevelt, Dowling and Roosevelt, both games a doubleheader. Second free throw, good. R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition Organization, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Mercy One, some of our supporters. Here's Clark from the right elbow. Her shot up and good. 40 points for Caitlin Clark on that last basket. Timeout, Dowling.
That's their last timeout,
yep.
Mark. Is that right?
And it's a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves with 32 seconds remaining.
7 point deficit now.
76-69. Southeast Polk over Dowling with 32 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute. Here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi,
This is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym at Southeast Polk, facing full court pressure. They inbound the ball and draw the foul, sending Southeast Polk to the free throw line. The foul will be on Dowling's Julia Moore, her second foul. And the Rams trying to ice this thing away, leading 76-69 over Dowling. Maroons led at halftime, 39-35, but the Rams outscored Dowling 20-12 in that third quarter. They took the lead in that third quarter, 55-51, and they've been, you know, it's been a kind of a back-and-forth game ever since. Biggest lead for Southeast Polk was 11 points. Dowling's largest lead was 7 back in the first half.
That,
Steve,
that,
here
that
we are.
It might have even been early second half in the third
it might
quarter.
Have been.
I can't recall, but Southeast Polk played very, very well down the stretch. And
all right, both free throws good.
Short.
By Southeast Polk at the free throw line, Jessica Stewart. Dowling with the shots, no good. And a run out there, a layup good by Lark, and she has 27 points. What a job by that young lady. Her and Caitlin will be teammates at Iowa. Clark the other way, and she draws the foul. That'll be on Larkins. That'll be her fourth. And Clark to the line with 11 seconds remaining. Southeast Polk 80, Dowling 69. So the Maroons, who averaged defensively, giving up 46 points, they almost doubled that here tonight, Steve.
Yeah, give Southeast Polk credit. I mean, you come into a hostile environment like this and score 80. I mean, they played well. Maroons played pretty well, too, honestly.
Yep.
But it's two heavyweights.
Second free throw good. Clark with 42 points, and she makes them both. 10 seconds remaining. 80-71, and Dowling will back off. Maroons will have their first loss of the season, and it's a team that knocked them out of the state tournament last year. Southeast Polk, an 80-71 victory over Dowling Catholic. A final score here at the Dowling Gym. The Maroons' record falls to 3-1. Southeast Polk improves to 4-0 on the season. And congratulations to head coach Tracy Daly and the Southeast Polk Rams as they defeat Dowling 80-71 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny. And Steve, what a game we saw. The Maroons had the first half led by four at halftime. Rams come back and had that big third quarter, outscoring Dowling 20-12, and they actually, I don't know if it was a 14-0 run, but at one point, Southeast Polk was down 7, and then you turn around and look, and they're up 7 in that third quarter, and things turned, and Maroons too little too late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. No, give credit where credit's due. As I said, the Maroons, I thought, played fairly well, but Southeast Polk was just super, super aggressive, never took their foot off the gas, and Maroon, the big players for the Maroons, your post players and Emma Gipple, who plays the three or the four, they were all saddled with foul trouble late.
Yes, they
and,
were.
So Southeast Polk just kind of wore the Maroons out tonight, and they'll take the win, but Mark, it's early, right?
Oh, it's way early.
It's December, and we got a long way to go, and both teams are going to use what their weaknesses are and keep working and try to get better. But
and the good news, you can flush this one, because tomorrow night, Dowling involved with another top 15 game, and that the Maroons go to Roosevelt in a girls and boys doubleheader, which will have an Iowa Catholic Radio and a chance to rebound against the Roosevelt Rough Riders, who, by the way, lost to Southeast Polk last Friday night by the score of 69-48. So the Rough Riders were in that game until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So no, I mean, that, like you say, it's the beauty of basketball. If you get beat in football for Coach Wilson, you got to wait a week. But they'll get back at it tomorrow night, and I would expect the Maroons to bounce back, but really, really fun high school game to watch tonight. And I think the two Hawkeye recruits combined for 69 out of 151 points.
Good deduction out of you, Mr. DeVinny. You're right.
They each led their respective teams in scoring.
Yes, they did. You're talking about Grace Larkins, a junior who committed to the University of Iowa. She finished tonight with 27 points, and Dowling's Caitlin Clark, who committed to University of Iowa, before the season started. She finished with 42 points. We'll get back with all the scoring here. We're going to take a break here as we move to the postgame show. Again, the final, once again, is Southeast Polk 80, Dowling 71. Final here from the Dowling Gym. Maroons fall to 3-1 on the season. We're currently ranked number 2 until this Thursday's rankings come out. And Southeast Polk improves to 4-0 as they're currently ranked 5th in Class 5A. Back with the postgame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale alongside Steve DeVinny here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Got to get guys like John Marshall from harassing you. I call security. And that other guy there, too, you got to watch him, Steve. The guy, look at those guys. I mean, and they're still coaching, all things. Well, I mean, I thought they retired years ago, and Marshall and company are back to haunt us.
Yeah, Ron Reed and John Marshall, long-time Dowling volunteer coaches for the youth.
You're darn right. Yeah. Do a great job with the parochial school kids. And yep. I don't know. I think they probably get involved with tournament ball, but Ron Reed and John Marshall.
Good people.
I walked out with both of them today. We Holy Trinity, we went first, of all things. I don't know where that falls in the alphabet soup thing. But
Are these guys helping one of those teams?
They are helping St. Anthony's.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're helping St. Anthony's.
That's Ron's parish, but John Marshall's a St. Joe's guy, so he must have come over and
somehow he got recruited over to the south side.
Yeah, those guys are very good friends. That doesn't surprise me. And they're both really, really good with young people. So
Well, tonight was parochial school night here at the Dowling Gym. The youngsters were recognized beforehand as we are totaling up some of the scoring in this contest. And for Southeast Polk, what a night for several of their players. I'll tell you what, they've had a great run. Tracy Daly doing a great job. And I think I'm just about done here, Steve, so I want to remind everyone our next game will be tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling at Roosevelt. We'll go on the air at 6 o'clock for game 1 of the girls' game, which should tip off around 6:15 unless Tom Donahue it'll be the boys' sophomores that will be playing before us. So unless they go overtime, we should start on time. But you never know when you're dealing with that for us. 7 points. All right, let's take a look at the scoring tonight. First of all, for the visitors from Southeast Polk, they had 3 players in double figures. Led by the University of Iowa recruit as a junior, and that's Grace Larkins, finishing with 27 points tonight. She only had 7 at halftime and had 20 in the second half. 19 points for Brooklyn Daly. That's her career high. The freshman and the coach's daughter for Southeast Polk, Brooklyn, averaging 6.5 points coming in. This is her career high of 19 points thus far in her short career. 14 points for Jessica Stewart. Rounding out scoring for Southeast Polk was Brooke Woodyard with 7 points and Riley Cruzy with 6 points as J.C. Elliott also had 4 points for the Rams. Southeast Polk 20 of 29 from the free throw line tonight. For Dowling Catholic, the Maroons were led by Caitlin Clark with 42 points, followed up by Grace Gaber with 11, Emma Gipple with 9, 7 points for Nai Tong, and 3 points off the bench for Brianna Rodriguez. Ella McVeigh did not score in tonight's contest, and neither did Meg Simplot or Julia Moore, who both came in for the Maroons. Lexi Bowles did not score either. She came in for Nai Tom. So Clark leading the way for Dowling with 42 points, and Larkins leading the way for Southeast Polk with 27 points. Dowling was 10 of 13 at the free throw line. Steve goes back to what we talked about. Maroons were in foul trouble early. in the first half, and that carried over to the second half, and you got players that are playing with 3-4 fouls, and that really takes away or can take away from their game, and I think that went right into Coach Daly's game plan, especially the offense they run. There's always somebody cutting to the basket, and it's up to the passer to find a cutter, and that mesh, that weave they run, worked to perfection tonight.
Yeah, well coached. Kids executed it well. Dowling's well coached. They executed their stuff well. But like you said, maybe foul trouble was the big factor, the big difference tonight. And like you say, they're only going to meet once in the regular season. And they'll probably get a shot at each other again somewhere down the road. So
no question about it. Dowling led at halftime 39-35. The Maroons actually led the first quarter 21-16. Rams outscored Dowling 19-18 in the second quarter. Maroons had a four-point lead at halftime. That's when everything went south. Rams outscored Dowling 45-32 in the second half. Outscored the Maroons 20-12 in that third quarter, as we mentioned. And they outscored Dowling 25-20 in the fourth quarter. And you mix that with foul trouble, and it's a Southeast Polk victory. And for Southeast Polk, their fourth win of the season. They're 4-0, ranked fifth in Class 5A. Dowling falls to 3-1, currently ranked second. So that's the tale of the tape. We'll come back, Steve, and preview tomorrow night's contest. We'll be at the Roosevelt Gym, and it'll be Dowling and Roosevelt in the girls and boys basketball doubleheader. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock for the contest, and we'll take a break. Our final break of the night, I want to thank our studio producer, David Beltram, does a great job, and we appreciate David sitting in tonight and keeping us on the air here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Again, the final, Southeast Polk defeats Dowling 80-71. In girls high school basketball. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Himmadale, Steve DeVinny. Final thoughts here following Southeast Polk's win over Dowling 80-71. Reminder, tomorrow night we'll be on the air at 6 o'clock for our pregame show. We'll be at the Roosevelt Gym. I don't know where they're going to put us. I just told him you were coming. He says, oh, I got a room down the hall for you.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, we'll be watching on close.
We'll have to watch it, exactly.
I mention your name, and I get bumped up to the Euchre seats for some reason. Bob Euchre seats, yeah.
But I like it.
So I'm sure we'll be courtside, and they do a good job at Roosevelt. And Tracy Johnson, our athletic director in his first year, former Valley state champion girls golf coach, and decided to go from teaching and coaching into administration. He's a Roosevelt athletic director, so say nice things about him.
Hey, we're going to be nice anywhere we go. We represent
super guy.
We represent the Maroons, and we're nice to everybody.
Speaking of tomorrow night, some of the games on tap along the conference. Second-ranked Dowling at number 11 Roosevelt. That'll be our first game tomorrow night from the Roosevelt Gym in girls basketball. How about this? Number 4 Johnson on the road at number 6 Waukee. Johnson at Waukee.
That's a good ball game. I mean,
state tournament teams.
If you take a look, Mark, at some of these matchups you talk about, mm-hmm. I mean, it's one good team against another all the time.
Yeah, another matchup with ranked teams. Number 8 Ankeny Centennial on the road at number 12 Valley, trying to learn to play without Zoe Young. Dowling really handled them on Friday night, but you never know with Coach Sechrist and the Valley Tiger Gals.
Get it going.
They will. 7th-ranked Urbandale is at East, 15th-ranked Ames at Fort Dodge. Other games tomorrow night, Ankeny at Lincoln, Marshalltown at North, and Ottumwa at Fairfield. The lone team that is not playing tomorrow night in CIML is Mason City. They were at home tonight against Clear Lake in a battle of the lakes up there on the one side of Okoboji. So,
yep.
But anyway, tough going tonight.
It happens.
It does, and you move on. Good thing for the Maroons, you have a game tomorrow night, so you don't have to sit a week. Like you mentioned, the football teams do. You lose on Friday, you got to wait till the next Friday to get it out of your system.
You know, the one thing that's difficult about playing a team as good and as athletic as Southeast Polk is it's difficult for you to emulate that in practice. You know, nine teams out of ten that you play are not quite that quick and not quite that aggressive and not quite that scrappy. And so if you played teams like that every night, and we play good teams, don't get me wrong, but if you played this opponent every night, you'd get more accustomed to the speed of the game and you'd match their aggressiveness. We gave them quite a few second chance points, and like you said, they had 29 free throw attempts to our 13. They were just the more aggressive team tonight, and that's they got rewarded with a big W.
You know, if they went to the basket, they were looking to draw the foul, and they did, and they had several and ones tonight, and that's a credit to Southeast Polk, so nothing against that. But, again, bounce back tomorrow night. Hopefully we want to thank our supporters tonight. I've got to get to me and Sons to get delivery by Mario maybe before one of the games.
Roosevelt's a little bit closer to the restaurant than Dally, so maybe they could – maybe they could bring some pasta by tomorrow.
Breaded ravioli, cheese sticks, spaghetti, cavatelli, pasta, china, one of my favorites, and more. You can order online at tomeandsons.net or call 515-282-7976. The sponsor of the three-point made baskets by Dowling, To Me and Sons.
Yep.
I want to thank them. Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, along with R&R Realty Group, Catholic Tuition Organization, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Mercy One. We want to thank all of them for their support on our broadcast all season long featuring Dowling Catholic High School. Well, Steve, that'll wrap it up tonight.
Enjoyed it, Mark.
I'll look forward to see you at your favorite gym, the Roosevelt Gym.
I don't know about my favorite, but
it's
nice place to go watch a game.
Well, it's a nice place to play.
They're all nice places to go.
Listen,
where would you rather be on game night?
Here.
You'd like to be in a gym.
At a gym.
In some gym, some place.
We will be. We got our work cut out for it this week at Roosevelt Tuesday. And don't forget the Dowling girls. They will be Friday on the road with a girl and boy doubleheader at Ankeny. And for Southeast Polk, the Rams, they are tomorrow night. They're at Hoover for a doubleheader, girls and boys doubleheader, beginning at 6:15. And then on Friday, they open up Iowa Conference play as they take and host Marshalltown at the Southeast Polk gym. Next week, Southeast Polk is at Ankeny on Tuesday, and they close out the Christmas and New Year's break with a road trip to Mason City on Friday, December 20th, for an Iowa Conference matchup. So we'll join you. Hopefully you can join us tomorrow night. We'll have the doubleheader here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve, thanks for all you do. And you got practice coming up for your teams?
You know, we missed practice tonight because Coach Steenblock was here on the clock.
I saw him.
Coach Cavanotti was on the official book. I was with you.
practice.
Jerry DeBont, our other coach, out of town. Steve DeGroat, the final coach, could make it tonight. He went. OC brought his sophomore assistant coach over to our practice. And they worked for about an hour on skills and drills.
Always.
Two coaches, 33 kids, and
don't want to
trying to make it work.
Don't want to miss practice.
Nope.
All right, Steve,
we'll get back at it on Wednesday over there on the south side.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Steve DeVinny, my broadcast partner. That'll wrap it up for our broadcast night here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our thanks to our studio producer, David Beltram, all the folks here at Dowling, including Dr. Dan Ryan, Matt Mainering, the principal, Dr. Dan, the president, and, of course, athletic director, our halftime guest, Mr. Tom Wilson. We want to thank him for doing our postgame show from 3 weeks ago in the Unidome tonight. So appreciate Tom. Don't forget to thank our business underwriters and supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. Without them, we wouldn't have the broadcast. Our thanks to Southeast Polk head girls basketball coach Tracy Daly and her staff. And, of course, the athletic director at Southeast Polk, Jason Campbell. Appreciate everything he does. Our next broadcast is tomorrow night. That's Tuesday, December 10th, Dowling at Roosevelt. Girls game gets underway at 6:15. Boys to follow. And we'll be on there at 6 o'clock with our pregame show. So join Steve DeVinny, along with yours truly. And Mike Swain will make his debut this year on the boys contest tomorrow night here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, for our studio producer, David Beltram, this is Mark Amadeo wishing you a good evening from the Dowling Gym. A final score for the final time. It was Southeast Polk defeating Dowling Catholic 80-71 in girls high school basketball. And we want to wish you a pleasant and faith-filled evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and To Me and Sons. Please support the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.